Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his truth.
We come to the end of the year, and I know one of the things that you're doing as you're going around, we just talked about those calendars, but you're taking down the old calendars and putting up new calendars, and maybe the calendars that you have things written in from last year, you're going back and maybe putting in a few things that you need to carry over for next year, and you might be, you know, you're throwing some of them away. Some of them that, you know, they're calendars, but they weren't really keepers, you know. Now, I have one that I don't throw away. I get this one, I keep it, and I just replay the pictures, and that's my Fireside calendar. I'm inspired by my Fireside material, and so I got a Fireside desk calendar, but this is my wall calendar. I enjoy it. I won't throw that one away. I'll keep that material. But, you know, I also keep a running journal of events during the course of the year. I can go back, and I can replay the whole year through my journal that I have here and tell you many of the events. Well, you know, the things that are going on, you've noticed the papers and the magazines, they all like to tell you and give a kind of a journal of events that have happened this past year. You know, as we come to the end of the year, though, and we're about ready to, and all of you have a new calendar, probably, a desk planner, another calendar to look at. You've got a new planner to look at. There are a few things that I think we need to keep in mind, and just a few things I want to share with you this morning. One is that although we're turning pages, and the things behind us are history, and we can't go back and change those things and alter those things, and some of them we don't want to, we certainly wouldn't want to in any way, still, there is the idea that there are things for us to hold on to in the past. There are things that are right. In Proverbs, and I've been reading Proverbs as my devotional reading, and just for some of you who find it difficult for to keep up with a devotional reading during the course of the year, just center on Proverbs. You know, just center on Proverbs and read the proverb that is numbered for whatever day of the month it is. And there's 31 Proverbs or something like that. And it works out just about right anyway. What do we got? Yeah, 31 chapters in Proverbs. It works out just about right. So you can keep reading that over and over again, and you'll find it enlightening. But as I was reading this and reading through it, there are a couple things that strike out. Proverbs 22:28, particularly, that I want to mention. There are so many things in the book of Proverbs that we could stop and talk about. But it says, do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set. And then over on 23 and 10, do not move that ancient boundary or go into the fields of the fatherless. Also, turning to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. You know, the one thing that we celebrated is the boundaries, the beliefs, those things that were handed down to us were the things that were taught by the Bible, those things that are listed as our beliefs, things that we have that we hand out to even. And for you who have not noticed it, well, with our page on the internet, we have those same things listed in there. The things that we believe, those were handed down to us. And as the longer we study them, we see that those who handed them down to us were right. These things are the things that are taught in the Scriptures. And these are things that need to continue to be taught and communicated. These are the ancient boundaries that our fathers have set. And they are good. And they are good for us. And they are good to be taught over and over again. And it will not always be so. And that's why it's important for us to hold on to some things from the past year and from years past. Because we can see that there are things that not will always be relished. And in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verses 16 through 19, says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. And I set a watchman over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their plans, because they have not listened to my words. And as for my law, they have also rejected it also." It is important for us to consider the ancient paths, the ancient ways, that the things that have been handed down for us, to walk in them and to find the blessing that comes from them. We know that as we look around and examine what is going on in the world of religion, that many people are trying to expand the Scriptures, ignore parts of them, discredit some of them as to having any value or application to us today. And we have to be awful careful when we start doing things like that. Because we find what has happened when we start doing that is we're trying to justify a position that we find ourselves or someone very close to us in. And we're no longer evaluating Scripture and then turning our lives to fit within the Scripture. We're trying to turn the Scripture to fit within our lives. And so we have to always judge the Scriptures and apply the Scriptures and adapt our lives to the Scriptures. And it is a very difficult process. It is not easy. And there will be times when our initial response is to rebel, when we find a truth that has always been there and it is brought to our attention, when it conflicts with something that's happening in our lives. And we just need to ask that for God's help, that He will help us change our lives and adapt to His Word. But we must always be cautious about that. We must hold on to the things that are very good from the past and bring them out. But as we do that, it reminds me of the college graduation ceremony that was going on, and the president was up there, and the graduates filed through. Of course, he would say out loud for everyone, "Congratulations!" And then under his breath, he would say to the student, "Keep moving. You know, congratulations, keep moving. Congratulations, keep moving." I think that is good. We need to congratulate ourselves upon the Scripture truths that we have found and the Bible study that we are doing. But we need to keep moving. There are so many more things that we can find and see, and there are more things that we need to do within our own individual lives and in the life structure of the church that need to come in conformity with the Word. Some new things that come to mind, though, some new things that are available to us according to the Scripture, are first one that is mentioned in our Scripture reading this morning in Psalm 96. Psalm 96 and the first verse there. It says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, and sing to the Lord all the earth." Now, sing to the Lord a new song. I know how difficult it has been sometimes when we put up some of these new worship choruses and you have difficulty with it. And some have immediately said, "I don't like those. What's the matter with those hymns?" Well, the hymns are all right. There's nothing the matter with the hymns. And there's nothing the matter with the worship choruses either. In fact, we see one of the things we find that happens in our lives is we sing new songs. There's a new song in our life. Psalm 40 and verse 3. Psalm 40 and verse 3 says, "And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and I will trust in the Lord." He put a new song in my heart. Sometimes if you listen, you should come in here sometime and I not know it, which is pretty easy to do, you might catch me just, humming or singing, and it's not necessarily anything that I know. It's something I'm making up as I go. But I think that's a part of this. There is a melody that comes into your heart that is put in there, and it may not be a song that makes sense to anybody else but you, but it is a song that God has placed in your heart, a song of feeling that you have for your circumstances at that particular point of the day. You know, I sing some of these things, make these up as I go on down the road, and I get down the road and say, "Wow, it's pretty good. I wished I could remember to put that down. We could sing that over. Maybe I could even make a little money off of it. Put it up on a transparency for everybody." But I can't remember it, and I certainly couldn't write the music for it. So there we are, all the lost, wonderful, original music that has been lost while me driving around. Also, Ezekiel 11th chapter tells us that he puts a new spirit within us. Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, and verse 19. Ezekiel 11, 19, "And I shall give them one heart, and shall put a new spirit within them. And I shall take away the heart of stone out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh." You know, we need to have a spirit that is responsive to God, that is allowing God to operate and work in our lives. And I have seen a lot of that this year. I have seen a lot of that response among you this year. I have felt that this year, that there is this tuning into God and this response that is going on to God among us. And it gives us new strength. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. This one, they have put on all sorts of plaques and molds and pictures. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. "But we shall get new strength." And we certainly could use strength. I could use new strength right now, as strength for my day. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Wonderful encouragement to us. That's new strength. I know the ultimate new, of course, is given to us in Revelation, the 21st chapter. And in the book of Revelation itself. But Revelation, the 21st chapter. And, for instance, verse 5 says, and he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." And we spent a good portion of our fall talking about the new things that are going to happen. When we talked about the kingdom of God, the new things that are going to happen on this earth, the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, and all the wonderful newness that's going to happen. Now, all these things that are new and all these promises to us about the newness that's going to happen to our lives really are keyed upon us becoming something new. And that something new is found in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." So, if we want those new things, you know, if we want that new song in our lips and that new song to come from our heart. If we want that new spirit in our lives, and we want that new strength where we can just mount up like eagles and not be weary. If we want the new things that are to come, the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem and the wonderful, glorious things that God has planned for our future, then it all depends on us becoming a new creature in Christ. And that begins with us giving ourselves to Him and becoming obedient to Him. And so this morning, as we conclude our last song, we give you the opportunity. You know, the new year is here, but it might be just like the old year, unless you are a new creature in Christ and you have all this newness available to you. Just because you flip over your calendar and it goes from December 31st, 1966 to January 1st, 1967, it may be still the same old stuff. Unless you become a new creature in Christ. Unless we have allowed the new things to happen in our own life this year. And may our lives then become a part of Psalm 90. And I like this. May this be the way we wake up every morning then. As new creations, new creatures in Christ. Psalm 90 in verses 14 and 15. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness. Some translation says, when I wake up in the morning, your love fills me. That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days thou hast afflicted us and the years which we have seen evil. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness. That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. This morning, as we conclude, we give you that opportunity to make a decision. Certainly, we pray that you're making a decision, that this year is a year in which your life is going to be even more yielded to God to be used in the service of Him and His Son.